This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by our friends again at Away Travel. You've heard about us talk about them a lot. We're going to talk about them some more. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices that allow you to charge your phone on the go. And for $20 off your order, go to awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use the promo code WDW20. That's awaytravel.com/WDW20. Promo code WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday. My voice cracked there. June 6th, 2018. And this is a very high number episode of WDW Today.
1613.
Yep, 1613. We took a little trip.
Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we fought the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. Fired our guns and the Logan kept a coming.
I've been reading a book about that.
Wasn't as many as Logan while ago.
Eels, that is.
That's a different song.
It's more popular, that song. More people. I don't know, people still know the Beverly Hillbillies? Because how do you even watch these shows?
You get the channels on
you
your TV.
It's like channel thing called the internet.
Who's watching the Beverly Hillbillies? If you are a Netflix subscriber, are you like, you know what?
I'm gonna binge some Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, those shows you got to watch them back to back, or the story doesn't make any sense. You have to get through it.
It's on Hulu, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got that for pennies on the dollar.
That's kind of their business model.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that it. You probably have a lot more views than you actually think you do on Beverly Hillbillies. Because here's the deal. If an elderly person makes it to there and sees that show that they used to love,
Greece's
they're
offensive
gonna run,
statement of the day begins early this week.
But, I mean, they're going to watch, I mean, days.
Well, I've watched a bunch of Andy Griffith.
Yeah, but I feel
streaming.
Like Andy Griffith is a part of American culture that's still, like,
Beverly Hillbillies?
No, Andy Griffith.
You weren't listening. He said Andy Griffith.
Like, in the world, if there's Andy Griffith and there's Beverly Hillbillies, they are worlds apart when it comes to the cultural significance.
Oddly, on UPN 65 in Orlando, which was originally Rainbow 65, Andy Griffith came on before the Beverly Hillbillies. So I watched a lot of the Beverly Hillbillies as I followed up from my Andy Griffith watching.
See, and I always thought that was backwards because I used to watch those back to back too, and I was like, I felt like
you got a lead with the Hillbillies.
I felt like I was convicted.
Yeah,
Andy Griffith. You know, I'm like, man, I'm gonna be a better person.
Right.
Like, man, like he spoke to me like he did Opie. You know,
I got
whatever. And then Beverly Hillbillies. I'm just like, you know, whatever.
There's no moral redemption in the Beverly Hillbillies.
I mean,
it's just hilarity.
You know what I want to talk about? Something I have mixed feelings on. It is Disney related. And that is now that a quick service location at the Wilderness Lodge, Roaring Fork, which I can't even tell you where that is. Where is that?
I got a bottle of water there.
Where is that?
So if you're in the lobby.
Wow, okay, it's in the main building?
Into the main building.
I'm proud of you.
Okay.
And you are going towards Artist Point.
Gotcha.
Walking that direction.
Okay.
The down ramp, if you were going to go all the way to the boat, take a left. Roaring Fork's right there.
At Roaring Fork, you can now get Mickey waffles all day.
That sounds great. What's wrong with that?
They have chicken and waffles that feature Mickey waffles.
It sounded like you were upset.
Wonderful.
I'm not sure if I'm upset because, I don't know, it just feels like something. I'm just throwing it out there. My initial thought wasn't, yay, I can get chicken. I can get Mickey waffles all day. It was, this is what we've come to. You no longer can have your breakfast foods just for breakfast. We have to supply them.
Okay, Mr. Perkins.
Mr. Perkins.
Mr. Waffle House.
Yeah, that's not available till 2 a.m. I feel like you have to.
What?
And by the way, I don't eat the breakfast food at the Perkins. I don't even know if what I eat at Waffle House would be considered breakfast food.
No, I get a Texas cheesesteak melt at Waffle House.
That's Waffle House.
Clearly a lunch item.
Walking a fine line.
Or a midnight snack.
Y'all are
Perkins,
doing
I
it
get
wrong.
The country club melt, which if you're in a country club
which
and you're
is
eating
fantastic.
At a Perkins.
Not accurate.
Roaring Fork, though, is offering that. So they're doing that. I'll probably have it.
I'll be there. Yeah. That sounds good to me.
It's $10.99 for chicken. Looks like chicken fingers.
Are they the standard fingers that you can get all across the park, yeah, and they just throw them in the Mickey waffle with a little bit of syrup?
Two Mickey waffles, yes, a chicken finger, and a...
Why would they not do that?
Finger syrup.
I don't know. Maybe they have a little bit higher quality frozen chicken.
Oh, at the grab-and-go fork store?
Never been there.
At the wilderness?
I know all they serve is bottled water. That's the only verified purchase I know.
Do you
want
me to read you the other menu items?
Fork store at the Wilderness Hotel.
It's not called
the
fork store.
The fork store menu.
Can you buy forks?
Let's start with the entrees. Number one, be like an old David Letterman, a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, hit that all day.
Number two, 10-hour smoked pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Number three, Western sausage.
Do you think they actually smoke
that's my
it
first
for 10
no
hours.
Question mark.
That's a pass in the Bybar pass.
Well, you're not going for the smoked sausage?
Western sausage. That doesn't mean anything.
It's sauerkraut.
Some hot links.
It's sauerkraut grain mustard sauce on a pretzel roll with fries.
No. Done.
I'd
number
try
four,
it.
Asian
so it's
sausage.
A hot dog.
Ooh.
Now we're getting somewhere because I like the Asian zing.
From the west to the far east.
Grilled onions. Peppers.
It sounds
cilantro,
like a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, that's
cilantro and Thai
Spanish
chili
cuisine.
Thai chili sauce.
So it's just
cilantro
crazy hot.
On a pretzel roll with french fries.
Wait. They keep bringing back this pretzel roll.
Yeah,
they trying to keep pretzel roll.
You're trying to, you
can get deal on the pretzel roll.
They have like a banh mi bun, like a baguette.
They're
kind of
like Taco Bell. It's like, how many different things can we make with the same
thing? Ingredients? Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Mickey,
should we keep
chicken
going?
And waffles.
Yes.
Pretzel.
Should we keep going? This is the best moment of my life. Keep going.
Number five, Western chicken nuggets.
Okay, so it's obviously like a seasoning.
Chicken breast nuggets tossed in barbecue sauce with
pretzel
cream,
roll bun.
Creamy. This is not a sandwich. Creamy slaw with French fries.
Pretzel.
With a pretzel bun on the side.
That, they just ruined that. That's
number
ruined.
Six, grilled chicken on ciabatta.
I feel like
I can get down with that.
Those nuggets you need to supplement with a bun.
Number seven.
Definitely a pretzel
now,
bun.
Now, Will, this one is tempting. Number seven, the gourmet grilled cheese. Here we got on this.
All right, we got like four cheeses?
One kind of cheese.
Okay.
Actually, it doesn't say what kind of cheese is on it.
Just a generic cheese.
Western cheese. Pretzel cheese.
It has arugula on it.
Arugula?
Arugula.
Yeah, I like arugula.
The lettuce.
Arugula.
Yeah, I like
said
the
it the normal way.
Yeah. It said it like people say it.
Yeah.
Tomato.
Okay.
Apple butter.
Okay,
ooh,
I'm out.
And onion jam.
I'm out.
You're totally out on apple butter?
Apple butter and onion jam with cheese?
On a grilled cheese sandwich?
On a
this sounds unbelievably
tasty. On a multigrain
tasty
bread with
you,
french
Will
fries.
This I'm
sounds
all in.
What kind of bread?
What's wrong multigrain with you?
Multigrain. No pretzel bowl.
Oh, we lost Terry at multigrain. Everything else is fine.
Not interested.
I'm out.
I feel like we could have made a better bread choice there.
Can I get it on ciabatta?
But still, no reference to what kind of cheese. In
just,
this,
it's whatever they got.
Cheese. It's Western cheese.
It's probably like the nacho cheese that they put the pretzels in.
What do you call cheese that aren't yours, Will?
This
nacho
sort of feels,
cheese.
It feels like it was like...
Well, we got more.
It feels like dad took over the menu for like... It's like when mom goes out of town and dad gets in charge of cooking.
I'm the cook in the house, so I don't
this
understand this reference.
Like.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. I think the biggest reason that I think the dining plan might work is if you're staying on resort and you have options like that in your hotel, it's like easy.
Yeah. You just walk downstairs.
It's just easy.
Get all the Western cheese and sausage and
let's
because
move on.
Those options,
buns.
I mean, that's a pretty...
Look, we got 14 to hit here, guys.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Still going.
We're
shut
halfway
up,
there.
Grease.
Sorry.
This is how you kill an episode. This is how you like, how do you got to kill time? What are you going to read a whole menu? Number Ooh, six, chicken and waffles.
I thought you were at number seven. How'd you go back in time?
Oh, you're right. Number eight, chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Starring Mickey-shaped waffles.
Oh, okay.
Starring.
Served on a pretzel bun.
It says starring?
It says starring.
The waffles are now a cast member.
Yeah, you just... Starring, you're losing me here, guys. There's some part of the branding that I'm sure every time Mickey Waffles are mentioned, it's starring. It's got to be.
You know what? And I know this is because I'm not a child, but couldn't care less about a Mickey-shaped waffle.
They're very good, though. They taste good. Their flavor is very
good. It's like a waffle.
It's a very good flavored waffle.
I mean, I am setting the benchmark high
about,
of the Waffle House waffle.
There is
which
something
is
about
good.
The density. That is good. The thickness.
Density.
Yeah. So starring Mickey-shaped waffles with pecan butter and maple syrup. Pretty standard there. I'm not going to talk about the chicken. They don't mention that at all. Number nine. Now we're getting into the who cares. Number nine, house smoked turkey sandwich, chipotle aioli, bib of lettuce, tomatoes on multigrain with chips, tuna salad, number 10, bib lettuce. multigrain bread with chips. Vegetarian pita, you got your peppers, your hummus, your field greens, tomatoes, cucumbers, feta cheese on a whole wheat pita and chips.
Okay.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Number 12, fennel sausage, pepperoni caramelized onions.
Did you say fennel sausage?
Fennel.
Fennel. Fennel.
What's that? That's even more confusing. Like fennel sausage, I at least knew what it sausage? Looked like.
What did it look like?
Like a guitar.
Like banjo meat.
Like a country sausage.
Like a small guitar. Sausage.
What is fennel sausage, Will?
So fennel is a grain.
Oh.
A little seed that's in
sauce. See, the only grains I know are in bourbon. So.
That's a shirt.
That's a shirt.
Yeah, that's a shirt.
Fennel sausage, pepperoni, caramelized onions, and goat cheese flatbread, and pepperoni and mozzarella flatbread, and just a mozzarella flatbread. So one thing I will have to say about this menu is your children may hate it. Because other than the mozzarella flatbread, it's all over the map.
Why the chicken and waffles? I feel like chicken it's right up any child's alley.
Yeah, because chicken and waffles, turkey sandwich, and mozzarella flatbread. Other than that, it's kind of wild for a grab-and-go.
They have matzo ball soup there, too?
It's at a different resort.
Now, if you have a choice, I'd recommend walking the 100 yards and going down to Geyser.
Yeah. Geyser Sosei. What is it called?
Geyser Point?
Geyser
Falls?
Point? Yeah. That's good.
Who is Geyser Sosei?
What's a Geyser Point?
It's like this, other than it being extremely hot sometimes, it's this cool, like.
No, you just said it's not cool.
Well,
you said
it's
extremely hot.
It's like a very well-done exterior kind of bar that has small bite food, really pretty view.
They got waffle fries.
But why
great
don't they
waffle fries.
No Mickey waffles there, though. Yeah. Though they do have a brunch and breakfast. I bet they probably do during the breakfast.
They sort of have like a menu when you sit down, and then they also have their table service.
Yeah, I've done both.
And there's a full bar there.
I've done both. I've just gone to the bar, too. It's very good.
The cheeseburger with Tillamook cheddar was glorious.
My problem is you look one way, you have this beautiful view, and the other way, you're looking at those DVC monstrosities, and I feel like you're just staring at, or whatever. You're staring at, like, right at a building. You're not in this, you're half isolated and half kind of like just staring at people's hotel rooms.
Well, yeah, and you're also pretty close to, they just added a new, we did the whole concierge episode?
Yeah.
So they've tried this with DVC. If you're staying at the Wilderness Lodge, you can upgrade and do like a concierge level pass, but it's like in a random building in the middle of the property by the pool.
Gotcha.
So, you know.
With that, we are seeing Wilderness Lodge go through a lot of upgrades.
Yeah.
So yeah, our upgrades are changes. So
since we're by Wilderness Lodge, we can talk about this week's big like rumor and news thing is they filed permits for River Country. They're moving things off of that land, and they've also filed a permit by the airstrip where Walt landed when he came to like choose the land.
Yeah, to build something.
To build what they're they did plans right in the middle of the recession last time for like the villas. The DVC villas at Fort Wilderness. So like in between Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness, where River Country was there in that space, there would be another resort.
More building. I mean, it's wasted space.
Yeah.
The River Country thing is just kind of gross, to be honest.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People like the kind of like the Hatbox Ghost. It's better that it's there or not there because there's a better story. It was better when the Hatbox Ghost to me wasn't at Disneyland because it was a better story. Now that it's there, it takes away the fun of it. River Country, it's just being sitting there abandoned. It's
just
kinda,
a good place for mosquitoes to breed.
It's just a good story.
I breed my snakes out there.
But it's the least Disney. You breed your snakes?
Don't tell anybody about that.
All right.
Please.
Mm-mm. Is that what they make the boneless wings or whatever they are? Chicken nuggets.
Is that Western
I'm
sausage?
Gonna
yeah.
Western, I'm going to say.
Western
there
sausage.
Could be a pretzel bun connection. That's all I can say.
Ooh,
it's pretty neat.
Rattlesnake on pretzel.
The
bun?
Snakes are the pretzel buns.
No, I got it. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
That's the new rumor. That's the new emu is the turkey legs. It's snakes.
Rattlesnake poison bun.
What?
That's how they're getting us. That's how they're getting us.
You remember that
feeding
part?
Feeding us those rattlesnakes.
Ernest
buns.
Saves Christmas.
Snakes.
Doesn't it feel like Disney? I don't.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Doesn't that it feel movie? Like Disney is
snakes?
This is where Disney, I feel like creatively, is just slightly behind the times when it comes to food options. It's like the pretzel bun thing, I feel like, was real hot like a year ago.
Yes.
But by the time it got through the chain of changing it at Disney World, it's like, we're over that, man. Like the pretzel bun thing.
Someone proposed it, and they're like, "Well, we're gonna have to send that to committee."
Yeah,
it's like a church committee.
It's like the Baconator has been on a pretzel bun for how long now?
We moved in the appropriate direction because we moved from pretzel buns to just bacon.
Like, you can get bacon everything now. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's old now, though. That's like a good decade ago.
I don't know how that gets old.
Bacon's dead.
Bacon is dead. I will say this. I do tend to order a sausage a little bit more than bacon these days.
Because you've been a bacon overload.
You just rejected the sausage about 5 minutes ago.
No, not the Western.
I'm just saying.
Not a fennel sausage.
I don't know what it is, sausage. At least Asian sausage, I know what it is.
Ooh. Bacon bun you can get at the old, the I'm thinking of the Double Down. Whereas the chicken, where the buns.
KFC?
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, the Double Down. I forgot about that.
Double Down. Double down on a
what
heart
about
attack.
What about jerk chicken with glazed bacon on top? It's called Ja-Bacon Me Crazy.
I like
one of the things
chicken.
We're seeing actually at.
Here's a bacon.
Does that not sound great?
No, here's a bacon hot dog bun. This is what Grease wants.
Ja-Bacon Me Crazy?
Oh, no.
Is that what you said? Ja-Bacon Me Crazy?
Yes. Ja-Bacon Me Crazy. What's wrong with that?
Salido.
Used to do that
I said jerk chicken.
They had
Everybody loves jerk chicken, but have you ever put bacon on jerk chicken? I haven't.
Now, here is something that's happening at Toy Story Land, which opens in a matter of days now. They are offering a essentially a gourmet Pop-Tart that's somehow bacon. Let me find it real quick.
They're also offering while you're looking at
it. I got it.
Okay.
We've been counting down the days until New York. Walt Disney World just released a chocolate hazelnut bacon tart.
I'm going to throw up.
All in.
And it will be available at Toy Story Land because one of the things is supposed to be kind of like a lunchbox food. It's you eat in Andy's lunchbox. Like the actual restaurant looks like a giant lunchbox and it's open. So you're getting food that is lunchbox themed. Cool. So if you look at it, it's like a gourmet version of a Pop-Tart.
I will say that when we came out of the Great Recession, America was like, okay, we've got two paths we can take. We can take responsibility and maturity that we learned from this very hard time, or we can take full-on gluttony. And America chose gluttony. And now we're seeing abominations like chocolate hazelnut bacon tarts.
Oh, okay.
It's obviously like, you have me liberty to hear your death speech right
now. No, I'm saying that there is something very wrong with everyone.
Or very right.
No.
Do we want to go through the menu of Woody's Lunchbox?
I was actually, there's a few things that I'm excited
let's
about
hold
Woody's
on.
Lunch.
Let's just, let's
yeah,
start from the top.
To finish
this
sentence.
Is a menu show. You ever like menus? You're going to love this show. All right.
I hate that I'm on a diet. I want all this.
So the breakfast I'm going to get through too fast because it's okay.
Oh, there's one that I'm.
Let's just start with the first entree, which is a s'mores French toast sandwich.
All in.
Marshmallow and chocolate ganache, stuffed and grilled custard-soaked brioche, encrusted with graham cracker crumbs. That is the definition of what Will just said.
Yes,
you know
it
what
is.
Though? If I'm you're looking using, at a picture of it right now.
The picture looks odd.
If you're using the word
honestly,
soaked.
Makes me want to vomit, and I think it's gross, and I walk away from all this. I wash my hands of this gluttony. Disgusting.
That is a heck of a breakfast.
You cannot look at that and say that. I'd totally take a bite of that.
No, you know what the last thing I want to do is? Go walk around a freaking park in 100 degrees after eating that abomination.
I agree with that.
Here's
the off day.
Here's my problem.
On your pool day.
I don't love the word soaked.
It's disgusting.
It says soaked brioche, grilled custard, soaked brioche.
I'm also not encrusted. A sweet breakfast kind of guy.
Soaked brioche was my college
now,
band.
Sustaining
that
foods.
Also is available in the kids menu version, which is served with mandarin oranges.
You know what?
Or
you
potato.
Should also not do. Give your child that.
Okay, I probably will. Smoked
I know,
turkey.
And you shouldn't. I'm going on record. Oh, but don't worry. They give you some mandarin orange slices to make up for it. For the 20,000 calories you just shoved down your throat.
All right, smoked turkey breakfast sandwich. That's pretty traditional. I'm not even really need to read it. Breakfast bowl.
What's in that?
Vague.
It's just a bowl of sugar. It's hot. Sprinkled with bacon grease.
Hearty portion.
Deep fried in cherry cola.
The first word is hearty.
Oranges.
The first word is hearty, so hearty portion of potato barrels. Smothered in smoked brisket country gravy.
Why couldn't they just say like fried potatoes? Yeah. Like, why do they have to say potato barrels?
Cocks are not trademarked.
And sprinkling of green onions. And then there is a banana split yogurt parfait, which is pineapple, strawberries, bananas. It's probably the only thing that's with granola. Granola and dark chocolate chips. So just
can I just get some scrambled eggs at this place? So they
you
have
can.
That?
With some brisket gravy on top of them.
Yeah. No, I mean like an actual... just a very balanced protein breakfast.
If you want breakfast dessert, they have raspberry lunchbox tart, which is a raspberry marmalade stuffed pastry. This is, again, like the with crispy pearls.
The thing that set me off the first time.
Right. Yeah. Strawberry fondant and crispy pearls. And then they have the chocolate hazelnut
strawberry
one.
Strawberry fondant on breakfast?
Yeah, it's candied bacon. So those are the two for that. Now, both, I'm sure that's available all day.
That looks and then good.
And then they have ice cream floats. They have things like that. But let's move on to lunch because it's got to get better, right?
Oh, this looks good.
All right.
If you're going the same order I'm going in.
Barbecue brisket melt, number one. Mm-hmm. Sliced smoked brisket pickles. Tangy barbecue sauce between melted cheddar and Monterey Jack cheeses on grilled sourdough.
Now before we standard. Get... all upset. I know Will's, Will's.
It just sounds like a barbecue sandwich. Yeah.
Let's remember what quality of like quick service is at Hollywood Studios right now. There's.
Yes, this is a big upgrade. I would never order barbecue at Walt Disney World. I don't do it. I just think it's never good. Even the Flame Tree that people love is like D level compared to any other barbecue you'll have in South.
I love Flame Tree barbecue.
It's good. It smells incredible.
You probably like Sonny's too.
I feel like that's an insult, but I don't Sonny's know what it is.
Sonny's good. Yeah, Sonny's is good when you get it from catering, but weird when you eat in the restaurant.
Yeah, I like Sonny's sliced.
Mm.
All right.
Anyways.
That's fine. I would maybe order it, maybe. I don't
it's
know.
All right. You also eat.
Well, we're going to get there. Don't worry,
breakfasts.
Will. We're going to get there.
Okay.
That's smoked turkey sandwich, standard. Don't
also,
even really
yeah,
need
it's fine.
It.
Is it on Texas toast?
Nice. Sunflower multigrain.
Oh.
Next
good.
One, tachos. Which I feel like, where was this before, the tachos?
Someone said the tachos, and I don't even like the word.
We had this at, they have tachos, this branded tachos, actually, at the chocolate place in Universal.
Yes, it was at the
Toothsome
Chocolate Emporium.
So I don't know if they can, I mean, it's weird they're even using this name.
I don't like the word
tachos. All right, potato barrels. Coated with beef and green chili. Ooh. These words, coated.
Who's writing the copy on this stuff?
Shredded cheese and signature queso with tomato spring corn chips finished with sour cream and a sprinkle of green onion.
First of all, finished with sour cream? Can't you just say, like, there's with sour cream? Do you have to, like, are they marinating it in the sour cream? How are they finishing it exactly?
You know, I don't know.
All right, fine. Sorry, you've already sparked a nerve.
A heated debate.
There's no debate. I'm
and
right.
I like the last menu item, the Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo.
For lunch?
There's actually two.
It's a lighter like take on a Monte Cristo.
Oh, okay. That's like the fact that you have to say that.
It's not the deep fried Disneyland version.
Well, then it's not a Monte Cristo. A Monte Cristo is a specific dish. It's
essentially a sandwich deep fried and drizzled with like some
right.
Thing.
It's like
right.
Take French
jelly.
Toast
I'll read
and
it.
Put a sandwich
I'll read it
inside.
If you want me to. You want me not read it? I'll read it if you want.
Go for it.
All right.
Where is it? You gonna read
well,
it?
Well, you threw me off. Thick sliced smoked turkey breast, ham, raspberry marmalade, Dijon mustard, melted Swiss cheese, on a grilled custard, soaked brioche.
I love soaked.
Yeah, so
soaked
it's a regular Monte
like,
Cristo.
It's like they.
I see nothing light on
it's
this.
Not it's not like deep fried, right?
No, that's what it's. It's a grilled custard. It's French toast. That's what a Monte Cristo is.
Okay. I'm thinking of what am I thinking of?
I'm thinking of the Bennigan's Monte
that's
Cristo.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Right, there is a worse Monte Cristo for you, but like the concept of the Monte Cristo is the sandwich within French toast.
If you miss
so
Bennigan's,
by
the way,
custard soaked. Brioche, then grilled on a
so
flat top.
Of this soap.
I just can't imagine walking up and ordering some
of this.
No,
that's what he just read.
Honest.
I know.
Like, this feels like food that could be served to you. This doesn't feel like food I'm eating outside in the heat. Then last, a grilled three cheese sandwich. So that's a melted provolone cheddar cheese with a cheddar chive cream cheese spread on garlic buttered artisan French bread. And then you have some other
tachos
options.
Tachos looks like a bad decision that you make at home at midnight.
Yeah, like after like you recorded like, three podcasts.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's like, you know
oh,
what?
Dude, I got these. We picked up these, like,
making tots.
Throw some tots in here. Like, cool, dude.
Let's make some tachos.
Dude, we got this.
Leftover chili from last week. Let's throw that in there.
Let's finish it in sour cream.
We
dude,
it's smothered.
We need some crispies on this. What
that's
can we do?
Soaked.
Dude, we got Tostitos over here, bro. Sweet.
Tostitos soaked in sour cream.
And then you put sour cream on there, it ends up being cottage cheese.
I'm
and you're
in
like,
a bad
oh, this
mood.
Is not what I wanted.
No.
You know what would bring
slightly
you out of
healthier.
That? It's slightly healthier.
It's not as bad for you.
It's cauliflower cream. Cauliflower noodles.
Everybody's doing cauliflower now, like cauliflower mashed potatoes. Whoa. Like that's not. You can't call it mashed potatoes.
You can't. You got to call it a flour.
You got to call it
flour
mash.
That's what I call
that's
it.
That's why it's
there
called
are,
that.
At Woody's Lunchbox, which is odd. Also a myriad of adult beverages. Nothing really to bring up.
Okay. Yeah, you just get me all fired up and they can't even like...
Well, I mean, they're all just sort of your traditional. Some beers, some ciders, grown-up lemonade.
They got wine.
It's literally called grown-up's lemonade.
Yeah, sounded offensive, you asking that.
It should have been offensive.
They got one. What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. This is an interesting option.
Why wouldn't I go to this? Why are y'all ragging on it?
You know what I think, pack a lunch.
I think as an experience at Hollywood Studios, this is a pretty good diverse menu. It's odd.
Here's the only thing, Logan. I would say, you say you'd never get the barbecue at a park. If you're going to eat here, I say you should probably go with the barbecue
brisket.
It's just
a little wild. You know what I mean? Feels like this plus that other one at, whatever you call it. What was it? Fishing hole or something?
Feels a little wild. Like you're just like, I'm at a park. I'm getting lunch. I don't want to get too crazy here.
I'm going to get the smoked turkey club sandwich that's on here.
Do I want to go do this and go do the spinning alien ride? I don't know if there's any of this that really feels like
after eating that Monte Cristo, you don't.
I don't know if you want to do the spinning alien ride anyway.
Why are you there?
The claw.
Time out. Did you talk about the s'mores French toast?
The first thing we talked about.
I don't think I heard s'mores. I heard the description.
You were still
blacked out. And
you probably got lost at one of the creepy, violent descriptors of the food.
I've learned so much from Will's sassiness. Number one,
kidnapped.
You don't eat breakfast except for breakfast, and your breakfast can't be sweet. Has to be.
I'm not a sweet breakfast guy.
I'm kind of with you on that.
I understand people that are. I'll have a pancake or two from time to time.
I'll do a room service French toast from time to time.
Mm. Wait, that is a room service French toast? That sounds like it's a very specific.
With room service, I'm all about
You're unashamed at that point.
I want the home fries. I want the scrambled eggs.
I don't really go
eggs
Benedict when I go.
You got stuff
they
can't mess up.
I'll do a soda, too, for breakfast.
The Diet Coke.
Dang.
And you know what? I'm really upset with the independent bottlers of the Coca-Cola company that have gotten rid of my 8-ounce glass bottle, the little squat bottle. Yeah. You can still get it with Schweppes, ginger ale, and with some tonic water. Can't get it in the Diet Coke anymore, and Logan knows for a fact, about 5 or 6 years ago, I stocked up on those, because Alabama... Alabama, the bottler in Birmingham, holding tight.
He was making calls.
I called around the country trying to find these bottles, and so I brought a lot back, and then I went back the next time to go get them, and it's like, no longer carrying.
You know, I used to say at the beginning of the show, the nature boy Will Haynes. Yeah. I feel like it needs to now say squat bottle Will Haynes.
Squat bottle Will Haynes.
Squat bottle is a term used in the bourbon community for a distinctive style. Instead of it being like the slender, normal like wine or cognac style bottle.
On the podcast, we call you Magic Mini Man.
Well, that is one person calls me that.
The Magic Mini Man squat bottle Will Haynes.
Squat bottle is a term we use.
I'm Grease. The Magic Mini Man.
The Magic Mini Man squat bottle Will Haynes.
Well, let's talk about our friends at Away Travel. If you've been listening to this show for longer than a minute, you've heard about us talk about Away Travel. Away makes affordable, high-quality suitcases that charge your phone on the go. I want to talk about them. I want to tell you about them because I am a happy customer. They come in 9 colors now. Do you know that? They moved up. And 5 sizes. The carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the kids' carry-on. Well, bam, what you need to get, plus the medium bag and the large bag. And they have designed perfect suitcases to meet your travel needs. Make it stress-free. Super lightweight, ultra-durable, made with premium impact-resistant German polycarbonate, Will.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day.
You thought first polycarbonate. You're like, oh, maybe German polycarbonate.
Oh, no. Sold. You do need an extra bag for just the child.
Yeah. My wife actually will pack a bag inside the bag to take a bag so we have enough, because we need another bag to get all of our stuff free home.
Oh, that's interesting.
You stuff a duffel in the Away Travel bag.
If you
boom,
get always
down.
Stuff a duffel in your luggage.
Get two of them.
And guess what with these? They got the smooth ride, Will.
I do like the smooth ride. I also like watching Logan run through an airport cradling one.
4 360-degree spinner wheels that won't get stuck or break. Theft-proof, they got TSA-approved locks. And even overpackers can fit everything in.
Mm-hmm.
And as Will said, I have literally ran with one of these bags over my head from Concourse B to the end of Concourse A at the beautiful Nashville International Airport. And
I'd like to reenact that one day.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how I didn't get stopped.
There's no way that you could do it again without being detained.
They called. It's pretty much what happened was, and I think I've told the story before, is we had my way to travel back, getting up to the gate. we were pretty early in the old that airline with the A through C. We were pretty early in that one. And then all of a sudden I get, someone left their phone at a restaurant here. And I like touch my
in another concourse.
And I'm like, oh no. Because we had just eaten there. Mm. And we were at the last gate. And I literally, I was like, go grab a seat. And I ran with my bag, because I still had my travel bag with me, over my head. It's that lightweight. I could hold it over my head, and I darted all the way.
And he's an overpacker.
I darted all the way to the restaurant, got my phone, flipped around, back over my head, ran all the way back to the end of the concourse, and barely broke a sweat.
That's legitimately a half a mile at our airport.
The broke a sweat, maybe, that may have happened.
No, you definitely broke a sweat.
I may have been a little drenched. Now,
you looked very frazzled when you got
and that
on
was thanks,
the plane.
That was thanks to my away travel bag, because if this was any heavier bag, it ain't happening. No. I'm missing the flight. Will lost his ID that trip. So
same
you know
trip.
What? Who came out of here the winner? I did that
away.
Time.
Away.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And yeah, here's what you got to do. If you want to get one of these away travel bags, and I would at least encourage you, if you're listening to this show, you're going to be traveling, go to awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use the promo code WDW20 at checkout, and you'll get $20 off your order. Once again, that is awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use promo code WDW20. You know what you can also do with that away bag? You can charge that phone that you left at a restaurant. You can just plug it right in. They're USB ports.
It holds a good charge.
If you stay at one of those hotels, maybe on 192, that doesn't have a plug nearby your bed, plug right into the bag. I've done that. Yeah. Don't move any furniture. Waytravel.com/WDW20. Where were we, Will? We were talking about menus.
Will was about to order some s'more French toast.
Not a chance.
I think we should find
moving
another
on.
Menu. Let's find one
yeah,
more
moving
menu.
Moving on. Oh, the aluminum edition is beautiful.
Of the menu?
No, of the
you know
the
what I like the menu
bag.
At? I like the menu at Le Cellier because it lights up.
It's because it's so dark.
We're calling this show menus.
Menus.
It's so dark. When you open it, it's illuminated. It's like a...
It does feel like when you open it, it's going to... Yes, I feel like it's going to sing at me.
Yeah.
Like a choir.
Why did we not do this at all dark restaurants?
Dark restaurants?
Like flashlight menus?
Yeah. Well, they're like illuminated behind... Like
lined
we
with LEDs?
We went to a restaurant a couple weeks ago. Off topic, menu is a very intimate experience, dark restaurant. They gave you pin lights.
Oh.
On the table to read.
Did you get a ticket with you?
I meant to, but I forgot.
You know what would have been cooler? Just having the menu light up. Because guess what? It was a magic-y place. It would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The darkest restaurant in history that I've ever been to is Sperry's here in
It's
here
in history that you've been to.
That's got the La Cellier vibe.
That was the most greasy way you could put
it. Hey,
that.
Every sit-down restaurant now is offering alcohol now at Magic Kingdom, so the Grease will be happy about that.
2018.
I don't
love
it.
Congratulations.
Whatever. I understand why people are excited. I'm not. There is a new sampling menu. Hey, there's a new sampling menu at Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar.
Oh, Let's talk about that.
This will be where we wrap it up.
Ooh, a sampling menu?
Sampling.
Is that kind of like just like when restaurants do like small plates?
Like a tasting menu?
We're
like
gonna
what
find
most
out.
People would call a tasting
well,
menu?
Well, I mean, the food at Trader Sam's in general is usually not like gigantic.
Well,
entrees.
I also feel like that's not like fine dining. Like typically like a tasting menu.
Oh, this is Disneyland.
Menu.
Which the food at Disneyland is much better.
It is. The whole
Trader
experience
Sam's.
Is much better at Disneyland, but that's not for this show. I got no other menus to bring you.
Well, while y'all figure that out, I got a quick question for you guys. Do you think ticket prices are going up between now and October for parks?
Yeah, I say yes.
Like trending wise. So I should go ahead.
Well,
and
they now are like in the, you know, it's based on when you go. It's no longer like a set rate. It's now there's different.
There's peak.
Peak and light season. There's different seasons.
Currently,
different
that only
pricing.
Applies to one-day passes. But Bob Iger said in the shareholder meeting that that's coming to...
So, yes. The question is, I go ahead and buy your tickets.
Got it.
Here's what I did. Will bought an annual pass that never got exchanged like 3 years ago. And I exchanged it. So my annual pass was already paid for. And I realized how much cheaper it was when I bought that annual pass that Will never got
to use.
Do you
need the card?
No.
In my wallet, currently.
I used it.
It's on your magic band.
Throw it away. It's on my magic band now.
How about
and,
that?
That pricing definitely gone up. Definitely gone up.
Significantly.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything else to really... I mean, most people are talking about that that chocolate hazelnut bacon tart. Which, if you look at it, looks... Not the best.
Is it like a it's a pastry?
Pastry.
Yeah.
They should have tackled it with more
frosting. Someone posted the recipe. So if you guys want to, we can have Will make them.
Is it not soaked in anything? Oh.
You know, I don't see it soaked. It's topped with pearls, though.
Topped
with,
well, that sounds great.
Well, and then this British website calls it a...
that's what I'm looking at, yeah.
Yeah, the one that calls it a hand tart.
Whoa.
Hand pie. That's what it's
a hand pie?
Yeah.
That is the least American brand.
Yeah.
Go down here and get a hand pie.
Could I have a short...
Hey, baby, I'm going down to the... To the fork store, you want a hand pie to go?
Bring the squat bottles. I'm going to get a hand pie.
Bring your squat bottle.
You can refill it with bottled water. Yeah. I know for a fact they sell it.
Yeah, I'm going to get that s'more thing they got down there because we ain't going to the park today. Today's pool day.
Mm.
I like reading the comments that come out on Facebook Live because I don't know what they're referring to because it's all over the place. So.
Yeah, that people have said that we do that.
Brad said he's happy to get a Bud Heavy with poo now.
What?
What?
Exactly.
It's like, come on, you're teeing us up for a great joke and we can't go there.
I will say the pearl drinks, I tried the the Pandora.
Bubble tea?
No, they have like a bubble tea margarita in Pandora that was fantastic.
Dave put, I love how on the menu it says Bud Light St. Louis on the menu.
Yeah, they're just letting you know. It's like
classing it up a bit.
Because they say where it is. It's like a craft
St. Louis. It's actually St. Louis.
This beer is from Missouri.
Yeah. No, that's pretty great. All right, I think we need to wrap it up. We need to get back to work, boys.
Is this true? Brad Christian said I need to, if I buy the tickets and use them before 2019, because they'll expire.
The end of 2019. I guess they do a couple of years, yeah.
Okay.
You got time. And usually they're pretty flex on
I mean,
that.
We're going in October, so
and you're going to buy one.
I'm ahead of that.
Are you going to buy one of the one that's an annual pass for you?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get the memory maker.
Yeah.
Someone just posted it.
And, you know, I'm paying for dinner, so hopefully I get discounts on food and stuff like that. But, like, I was going to do everybody on them, but I feel like the real value is if we go, like three times, and I think we'll only be going... A couple, like we're ahead of the game.
More than one, there's value.
Yeah,
if you're going 3 days twice, it's worth it.
And if you get them photos, just rake in the photos.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know.
Especially if you bridge it right, where you're like, okay, I'm going to skip a year.
Well, we'll be going 2 weeks total in a year.
Oh yeah,
on two separate occasions. I'm just trying to weigh that. It's just a lot.
There's a calculator
on the
that
front
will,
end.
It will help you go
like if you
it.
Do the season pass.
Annual pass.
Annual pass. There's no season. There's only summer.
Is it Sit Flags?
There's the
Sit Flags.
Sit Flags.
Sit Flags.
Sit Flags is a great place.
Is
together.
What you were thinking of.
Yeah, exactly.
Paranoia.
Harvey Danger, which you don't know. This is
everyone is coming together.
If you've ever looked at the lead singer of Harvey Danger now, it's Will.
I am indeed.
Like Google lead singer of Harvey Danger if you're looking right now. And it's Will. And with that, we're going to wrap up here.
I know it'll save me money. However, it's hard to.
Will, I enjoyed
it's hard
band
to get three of those bad boys.
Paranoia. Everybody's coming to get me.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's going to do it.
Multiple
this
annual
week
passes,
on
Will.
Yeah.
Podcast. It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts.
But I know, like, year two, will be free.
I just Googled.
Super easy. I mean, that's a great thing.
Easy. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Happy summer, everyone. With that, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Squat Bottle Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
It'd be Matt Squat Bottle Lott.
No, Squat Bottle Matt Lott.
No, you gotta put it in the
trademark.
Middle.
And we'll see you on the next show.